a young kid, probably 12 years of age, 1960, sitting in my grandfather's study, the same grandfather that had introduced me to the concept of gold and silver ownership just 2 years before. Maybe I was a little bit older, maybe it was 61, 62, sat in his study, and he wanted me to understand what was being said to me through the writings of a magazine. And it was Look or Life or Time magazine, something of that nature, where he had me read to him a particular article and explain to him exactly what was being said. Something that, you know, parents don't do with their children today, the ability to discern and to reason and explain what you've learned or what you think you've learned. On this particular day, he had me reading an article that related to then married Richard Burton and his co-star in a movie called Cleopatra. And I remember getting to the part where the article made reference to bosoms, certainly talking about Elizabeth Taylor's amply endowed body, whatever. And of course, as a young kid, you kind of get a little red-faced and you're a little embarrassed by, you know, saying those words in front of your grandparents, etc. Was there ever a time in our lives when Elizabeth Taylor was not a part of it? Dead today at the age of, whatever, she was born in 1932. Arguably, in her time, one of the most exquisite, animalistic, sexy, beautiful packages that ever existed. An individual who was never trained as an actress and yet had a depth and an ability beyond so many who had gone through the trainings of the 1950s that brought us the likes of Marlon Brando, who later was one of her co-stars as well. The so-called method acting. This gal was a natural in so many respects. And so we begin another day of life, liberty, and all that jazz. No, we'll not be spending an hour talking about the lovely Elizabeth Taylor. She hated the name Liz. But stay with us. We come back and we'll get moving forward with tonight's general commentary and program direction.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Come on, get set to go. Walking on the side of the street. Just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that comes with a happy tune as your step? Life can be so divine. Right up the sunny side of life. Sure.
Oh, welcome back, my friends, to another installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Jeff Bennett here for the next 50-odd minutes live on this 23rd day of March 2011 here on a Republic Broadcasting Network. I guess the only thing that Liz Taylor and I had in common is that our birthdays were one day apart. Hers, certainly some years earlier than mine, 16 years earlier than mine. I guess that means I got 16 years to go, but then I've never had the back problems and the tracheotomies and all the other junk. Anyway, let's move on. You don't tune in here to listen to show business news. This ain't Entertainment Tonight, and I am not Mary Hart. Once again, I don't understand why. You know, everything continues to move on in Libya. Muammar got awful, or Muammar Gaddafi Duck, whatever you want to call him. He refuses to step down. He refuses to stand aside. He continues to wage his variation and brand of war. And so what does the Dow Jones Industrial do today? It closed up a whopping 67%. That's a little more than a half a percent. They closed up 67 points. End of the day at 12,086. NASDAQ up 14. That's also just slightly over half a point, half a percent, I mean. They closed their day at 26.98. S&P 500 was up 0.3, 4 points at 1,298. Global Dow is currently even at 21.41. Oil? Well, oil's down 31 cents at this point in time, but overall, it was up today. All I can say to Exxon and Shell and the rest is up yours. $105.44 a barrel. And what do you think that's going to translate to at your pump? Well, you're getting pumped all right. If you're having to fill that gas tank, you're getting pumped. Don't bend over for the soap. Leave it there. The metals, wow. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Gold at currently standing at $1,439.20. We'll get to that in a minute. Silver at a roaring day, up a buck plus. Ended their day currently at $37.36 an ounce. Platinum up $20 at $1,753 an ounce. Even palladium was up 12 bucks, 747. come fly with me, huh? If you don't get my sense of humor, then the terminology of come fly with me and 747s won't mean much. Amazing. And so what did investors do today? Well, investors are turning to silver and gold because of events continue to develop in the Middle East, in Africa, the fear that Obama and his clan came home. It's better that he stays out of the country. Of course, Portugal's got their problem. Before I went to bed last night, I suspected that it could all be over but for Portugal come morning. Economic collapse, baby. Another nation goes down the tubes. Why are we so much better than Portugal? Or Greece? Or Ireland? Why, it is a lovely little Colleen that you are now. One of my horrible accents, but my dear, you know I'm speaking to you. Silver and gold prices continue to climb as all these developing crises from Portugal's financial problems. They're on the brink of total collapse. I believe it was their finance minister or some darn thing basically gave up the ghost today and walked away. Said, enough is enough. I can't go on. I can't go on. All the uprisings in the Middle East. What did I read yesterday? Is it Yemen? Yemen. Some other nations now, the public is up there screaming and demanding an overturn of the government. They all want new leadership. So did we. And look what we got. Yeah, we want to change, all right. And now 3/4 of America's just got lucky enough that they can change their diapers. Silver for May delivery rose 92.9 cents today. That's 2.6%. Closing at $37.20 an ounce. Gold for May delivery gained $10.40. Phew, man. I'm sorry, gold. Gold for May delivery gained $10.40 to settle at $1,438 an ounce. And now we're in the aftermarket and we're rocking and rolling. We're still higher than that. Portugal's minority government neared collapse this morning as lawmakers were poised to vote against its proposal for more austerity measures designed to avoid a bailout. They call it austerity measures in Europe. Over here, we call it easing. That's what it is, quantitative greasing. They're greasing the wheels of the printing press so they can keep us afloat. Well, they kept the Titanic afloat for about 2 hours, and you know what happened after that. Political upheaval in Portugal could lead to more turbulence for the 17 nations that use the euro. And yet, meanwhile, speculation lingered all throughout the day about supply disruptions in the oil-rich region of the Middle East and North Africa as uprisings continue in a number of countries, including Libya. You know, my predecessor some months ago said, Bennett, I'm leaving and I'm going back home to South Africa. And he did. And almost as soon as he got there, or went down there and rolled around in the ocean and went to the adult beverage stand, he decided to go ahead and take a vacation to Thailand. When he was here, he would take a vacation and go to Las Vegas. And I said, and he told me once, I said, what do you go to Vegas every quarter for?
Because it's cheaper to go up there and rent a wife for the weekend and come back home and not have to have an underwear hanging in my bathroom.
Maybe that's why he went to Thailand. I mean, that's a long haul to go from Cape Town to Thailand. And the whole Middle East and Africa is exploding. And I asked him shortly before he left, I said, are you going there because you think that the majority of the problems are over and finished over there and things are getting better and they're only going to get worse here? He never did answer. Some of you were listening to the program when I asked him that. And so we now have investors around the world are nervous as they wonder how all of these events are going to play out.
All of these things have supported precious metals, which have the reputation of being safer assets to hold during uncertain economic times. Dave Meager, vice president of metals trading at Vision Financial Markets, said that there's been a large demand for safe haven commodities of late. Of late? Yeah, like the last 10.5 years. In other trading, metals used in manufacturing rose on expectations today of continued robust demand from emerging markets, particularly China, on the rebuilding of Japan after the devastating March 11th earthquake and tsunami. Meager said there's just a voracious appetite for base metals at this point in time, and copper really is the lead of those. Save all those pre-1982 pennies, folks. They're worth a hell of a lot more than face value. But you can't do anything because it's against the law to deface U.S. currency and coin. Copper for May delivery added $11.55 to settle at $4.4285. Let's just call it $4.43 a pound. April platinum rose $20.60 to settle at $17.60 an ounce. June palladium gained $11.45 to settle at $749.30 an ounce. Oil prices, we already covered that. Boy, you talk about an oil slick. The Gulf ain't got nothing on what Exxon's doing to us now. Oil prices rose after the government said gasoline demand continued to grow stronger despite a sharp increase in prices at the pump. Gasoline demand continued to grow stronger? No, people still have to drive to work. Maybe they're going to Granny's in the country for the weekend. How is it that gasoline demand is growing stronger? Well, maybe there's a whole bunch of people buying it, storing it, thinking that they might not be able to get any, you know. Benchmark crude for May delivery added 78 cents to settle at $105.75 a barrel on the New York Merck Exchange today. In NYMEX, trading for April contracts, heating oil fell $2.12. Well, sure, because by April, hopefully people won't be using as much heating oil like my good friend Paul up in Barrie, Mass. Unbelievable. Tough years are ahead, my friends. Stay with us. We'll be back after these marvelous messages from our sponsors.
There ain't nothing I can do, or nothing I can say.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Tunes. Welcome back to Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I rarely answer the phone while I'm in the course of being on the air, but for some reason my cell phone rang, and a good friend of mine over in the coastal area of this nation called me to chastise me a little bit for picking on my predecessor. I wasn't picking on him. I was just telling a story. One of the other bits of news that continues to haunt a large number of people in this country. I received a letter this morning from a listener back in Florida. Sent me a two-page commentary regarding the Florida real estate market and the things that have taken place over there and how devastating it's been for so many people. Once again, you create these horribly phony booms in areas that have got people that probably shouldn't be allowed to buy homes, and yet they're allowed to get into homes, and the end result is what's happened in Florida and Arizona and Nevada, certainly California, but California's circumstances were a little bit different, but the end result was the same. And then later today from Zero Hedge, I received this headline that new home sales, based on an annualized number thus far, have fallen to a 50-year low. A 50-year low. We're talking basically post-World War II era. Unbelievable. On one hand, you've got a television clown telling you the housing market bottomed in August of 2008, but on the other hand, you've got a pathological tax cheat welcoming everybody to the recovery. And on the mutated third hand, reality continues to indicate that the biggest depression in history persists without abating. The only difference is between the depression of the 1930s and the depression of today is that people are walking around in a stupor that they don't realize we are in a depression. I've spoken with people who lived through the depression, and they said we never knew we were in one. We had three squares on the table every day, and, well, three square meals. A square in militaristic terms is a cigarette. A lot of people in many areas of the country. I mean, you know, if you take a look at the Dust Bowl pictures of Oklahoma, et cetera, that's a different ballgame. But not every region of the nation was stuck in that. I knew of a family that owned $1,900 on their home, and the home was repossessed. Why would somebody repossess a home where only that's $1,900 was owed on it? Because $19,000 back then is probably the equivalent of what, $190,000 today? I'm just throwing a quick dart here. This is what we're dealing with. We have a well-honed and very well-trained media at the behest of their handlers, the government, etc., who have learned how to extend the greatest con job in the world. Back in the late 1920s and early 30s, all they had was radio. And from 1933 and beyond, the entirety of America seemed to be weaned on the fireside chats with Frank and his little black dog. They just don't get it. The recession was over. The market was fine. By 2009, we were out of the recession. Everything's getting better. I still don't see for whom. A piece that I posted on RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com last night as part of our updates, if I remember correctly, and I lose track of when I post these things or if I just see them and forget to put them up, because that happens a lot of times. Schilling says that home prices are going to drop another 20%. Gary Schilling. In the 5 months since he was interviewed last October, housing prices have resumed their decline. He still believes 20% is the absolute. That's the prediction he's hitting with. Can you imagine? Remember those tax credits that Uncle Weem Us extended to people who would run out and buy new homes? The first one, they had to repay it, right? They had to repay the tax credit. And if you were smart enough to wait long enough and you got the second one and the third one, you don't have to repay those. But every other taxpayer in America has to pay it back for you. Hidden tax. They're good at that. Another 20% decline. I talking to a friend of mine last night whose home I am interested in buying, and he's very interested in selling it to me. The county tax man's always a year behind. In the last 2 years, the value of their homes have dropped by 18% each year. What's going to happen next year? Stay with me. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nothing I can say.
Welcome back, my friends, to a frankly a busy Wednesday.
But I'm going to do.
I'm finding signs that are interesting. I'm finding people that out there are getting hit with massive tax bills this year, and even though the precious metals are on the incline, they're on the upswing. I've been surprised at the number of people that this year have been forced to liquidate those metals to cover their tax bill. You know, that's one of the reasons for having them. Not that I'm in love with the tax man. That's not the idea. It's just the fact that I have said on the airwaves for 16 years now that you buy gold to hold and silver to sell. Gold is your savings account. You buy it. You shut up about it. You put it away. It's there for you in a rainy day. And I've had two clients today that called with those rainy day needs, respectively, each having to raise between $45,000 and $65,000 apiece. They had the metals to do it. Not bad. And to my friend John up in Sudbury, Ontario, Canada, thank you for your email. It made me smile. I'm glad you enjoyed my twisted sense of humor. It is interesting as we talk about metals. There was a column posted today that I will certainly not have all the time to be able to share the entire thing with you. I'm going to take care of a little bit of business here as well for Republic Broadcasting and Republic Trading Group today. I know my friend Larry out there was tuning in today, hoping that I was, because I said I was going to. I was going to do part two of the commentary about the Great Depression. We will get back to that, but don't forget tomorrow we have a very special guest and an extremely special first of a three-part series that we will be doing, and I hope you're going to join us for it. I'm going to give you the basis of what this column talks about. There was a pretty intense column posted at LouRockwell.com today entitled Think Like a Thief. Well, there's many different ways one could consider that. Unfortunately, a very large number of people that are in my industry, the industry as a purveyor of all things precious metals, there's far too many people in this industry that not only think like thieves, but they act like thieves on a daily basis. And to my good friends back east, who I was on the phone with until almost 1 o'clock in the morning last night, their time, I did get some answers for you, and I apologize. I've not had a chance to get back with you. I will attempt to touch bases later. Think like a thief. The gist of all of this is, and this is written by Jeff Clark, he shares numerous examples of people who bought gold and silver, and they took their physical possession of it. And one guy said, I had 136 American gold eagles stolen from my home, $198,500 worth of gold. Besides the loss, I'm going to lose the tremendous appreciation of the next few years. And so he warns, hide your gold. Hide your gold. Another story. A robbery was the report of a Canadian man being robbed of his entire life savings. The article says he was punched and stabbed and tied up by home invaders who made off with his life savings and silver bars. Watch this. And I'm on the air, my friend. I'll talk to you in about 30 minutes. That was my mortgage guy calling me. Even though I said, do not call between 4 and 5, and he did it anyway. So the gist of this column opens up with a series of examples about, oh, these two thugs were wearing fake police uniforms, and they made off with $750,000 in silver the man had bought as an investment. Now, the first thing I want to know is, how did the boogeymen steal 136 American gold eagles from this guy's house? Would he have it sitting on a bookshelf or what? And of course, then you got these guys who wear fake police uniforms. I love this one. And rob him at his home and rip him off for $750,000 worth of silver. Well, let's see. They must have thought it was Halloween, so they were dressing up in a costume. How did they know that this guy had that kind of gold or silver sitting in his house? Well, probably because that guy didn't shut his mouth up about it. That's the first thing.
Oh, you should get into gold and silver. That's what I do. Man, me and my wife have been buying this stuff for 10 years.
Well, the minute you say that at church or at the bar or down at the local PTA meeting or maybe over at the Moose Club or the BFW, how about the American Legion on a Friday night at that fish fry? You're talking old Bob over there that starts,
man, I tell you, my 401k, my stock investments, I'm down 70%. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
And so then old Harold says, well, wait a minute, Bob. You don't have to lose that kind of money. Do what I do. Invest your money in silver and gold. Well, what do you mean? Where are you going to keep that stuff?
Oh, shit. I keep it at home. I keep it at home. It's down in my basement. It's in my refrigerator. I plugged up my toilet with a 100-ounce bar.
You see, that's what's wrong. These people are asking to get robbed. You're asking to get your assets kicked. And so, yeah, there's a lot of horror stories out there about people getting robbed. But it's usually because of their own damn loose lips. No, Monica, I'm not talking about you. People just run their mouths. How many times have I shared with you, those of you I've dealt with, buy it, put it away, and shut up about it? Well, what's the option? Well, one guy writes in and says, well, I suggest private vault storage. Only you and one person you trust have the information. This guy says, I use the X Vault in the Phoenix area. Well, now, very few of you are around the Phoenix area. The name of the company is Mountain Vault. Now, I've known of the Mountain Vault for years. It's literally a vault built into the side of a damn mountain. Now, one of the problems I have with that, I know there's some of you out there that just go on down, oh, mine's a local bank, they ain't going to get in trouble. I've known these boys for years. They take care of banking business the way it used to be. Yeah, until you die and Martha goes down to get the goods out of the safety deposit box and a representative from Homo Land Securities standing over Martha's shoulder saying, wait a minute, Martha. We had a little bit of a tax problem with your dearly departed deceased husband. We're going to put our hands on your goods until it's resolved. Are they going to sit there making notes? Martha had a bunch of diamonds. Martha had silver. Martha had gold. Ooh, we'll remember that. And we're going to tax you on it. You see, I don't believe in banking safety deposit boxes. I mean, I suppose if I did, I could take my Webley or my Smith & Wesson or my 1911, you know, 45 ACP. I could take any of these things. Honey, I'm worried about the safety. I don't want you to pick up a gun and accidentally shoot yourself. So I'm going to put the guns down at the bank in the safety deposit box. Of course, your wife talks you out of it because your wife is smart. But you, in all your infinite wisdom, go out and buy yourself a big $4,500 safe. Big, beautiful thing. Man, just gorgeous enamel paint on it. Big picture of an eagle and muscular eagle. Ain't going to have no little piece, little olive branches in its things. It's I'm not going to say fangs. You know what I'm talking. And you're going to put them guns in the safety deposit in your big private safe. You're going to put the long guns and the short guns. You're going to put the ammo. You're going to put the clips. You're going to put the extra cylinders. All this stuff. You're going to put it and lock that safe up. Don't forget to put your gold and silver in there now. And when the boogeyman does come kicking your front door down to rob you, you're going to say, "Excuse me, Mr. Boogeyman. Can you wait for a couple minutes while I run downstairs to the basement and open up my safe and get out my Smith & Wesson so I can defend me and my wife?" He's going to laugh, blow your damn head off, and then tell your wife to go open the safe, and he's going to take everything that's in it. You got something of value? Shut your mouth. Don't be bragging to your kids about it. I mean, come on. You tell your kid about it, and your kid's trustworthy. The kid ain't going to rob you, but the kid's going to go down to the corner bar and have himself a little bit too much Who Had John, and he's going to tell some other schmuck, but, oh, yeah, my daddy's got all this gold and silver, man. We going to do this. Well, your kid didn't do the robbing. But your kid invariably became the cause of your house getting robbed and maybe you and your wife getting killed. And all the kid does is go to the funeral and say, "Somebody killed my mom and daddy." Because everybody ran their mouth too much. So the fact of the matter is, you got this guy in this article today, and some of what he writes about, I understand where he's coming from, but I don't agree with it. Get yourself a private storage vault. Don't tell your banker about it. Don't tell the mammy jabbers about it. Just put your gold and your silver away. You ain't never going to have to worry about getting robbed. Look, I'm not to say these things don't happen. Very old client of mine who back in the early 90s bought 100-ounce silver bars from me and a whole bunch of gold coins, bunch of sovereigns. Back in the 90s. Hurricane Katrina comes along, and they're told to evacuate. He gets his wife, and he gets the kids, and they hop on board the A-train and book on up to Atlanta. A couple months later, the water's receded. Everything looks like it's getting back together. Let's get out the funeral thing. Let's get that jazz cooking again, baby. Let's get them parades going down in New Orleans. We're going to go back to New Orleans and see Richie. Richie Connick, my good friend, Harry's first cousin.
And he gets back home, and what's he go doing? He goes looking for his 100-ounce bars. He ain't got them. He calls me and said, Jeff, you got a record of them 100-ounce bars I bought from you 15 years ago? Because they got stolen. I said, what do you mean they got stolen? And he tells me the whole Katrina, you know, he takes the family, goes, takes his gold, but he has to leave his 100-ounce silver bars behind. Well, let's see. I suppose some of the local natives might have found it and took the goods and booked on down the yellow brick road, so to speak. Or it could have been them police. But either way, wherever they stored it, they didn't do a real good job. And hey, look, 100-ounce silver bars don't float to the surface, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't do it. They don't float. Floats, but silver bars don't. Hey, Mr. Producer, look at the board. Thank you. Anyway, I may post this column up there tonight because I have gotten nowhere into it. But you want to take a look at it. I think that it's going to show you some pros and cons. I mean, don't get upset. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm trying to get you to think. And so I'm going to post this up on the website late tonight. It's called Think Like a Thief. And I'm telling you something. You have to learn how to think like them to beat them. Because if you don't, well, they'll, yeah, I'll get to it, Larry. Just couldn't do it tonight. What's this? That's why they make cutting torches. That's it. Well, my friends, let's do this. Last night we went on the air with a really interesting offer for quarter-ounce bullion gold pieces. And I like them. Look, there's people that just flat want bullion. They don't want French, Italian, Greek coins, British coins, nothing. They don't get it. And we had a good response to it. I got a call from one of my other suppliers late today with it is probably the last time we're going to be able to pick up European fractional gold coins for under $300 a piece. The very same coins that I was making available 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago, for one quarter the price today. Right now, I have access to Belgian 20-franc Leopold II coins. I've not had access to these in a while. They're on par with the French and the Swiss 20-franc pieces and the Italian lira, the Greek drachma, the Russian 7.5 ruble. Every single one of these coins was identical in size, weight, and purity. I'm not going to beat that horse to death. These are the Belgian 20-franc Leopold II. The second coin happens to be the Italian 20 lira Umberto. Umberto was their ruler. You know, their president, their king, their prince, their Romanov, their whatever the heck you want to call it. Both of these coins, identical size, weight, and purity. I've got a good deal for you today. And I tell you, it is the last time I believe we're going to see these coins at below $300 a piece. They're not much below. They're at $299 each. It wasn't that long ago that we could get the heavier British sovereign for that kind of money. But those days are gone. What do you want? One coin, two coins, 100 coins, 500 coins? Of course, you start stepping up to those kind of numbers, we can probably get a slightly better deal for you. You want a 20-pack? I'll get you Chapman's newsletter. New subscriber, a renewal, an extension. You can have your choice. I'll give you free shipping if you want that instead of the newsletter. Take advantage of these. You want nothing but Belgian? You want nothing but the Italians? We can do it. We can mix and match. You say, I don't care? Surprise me? Great. Get a 10-pack, a 20-pack, a 40-pack. The highest price you'll pay right now is at $299. The more you buy, the lower the price will go. Something you're wanting to add to your gold holdings before it gets too much further away from us, call us at 1-800-691-7898. 800-691-7898. I am not going to be an easy camper to reach over the next couple of days, but I will be here. And unless I'm on the phone, I'll be able to take your call. I'm going to be out for a couple hours after the program tonight, but call and leave a message or send me an email. Jeff, I want Belgian. Jeff, I want Italian. Or just Jeff, I want to buy some European coin. You still looking for silver? It's getting tougher, but I can still get some. You've got to call at 800-691-7898. Silver just cost you another buck plus an ounce today. Get your thumb out your left nostril. Make the call. There's still time. Oh, you think it's the top of the market? Go back and listen to the rebroadcast of the program with Bruce from Ottawa last night. Will we have some pullback? Of course. The pullback will be short-term. It will not be large. And when it explodes, it'll be beyond where we sit today. But first and foremost, it is your asset insurance. Look at the folks today. They had the goods to liquidate so they could cover their horrendously outrageous tax bill. I've told you the story before. I had a roof done many years ago. I expected the roofing job to cost me $2,800. I had the money for it, getting ready to rock and roll. They come up, scrape all the old roof stuff off my plywood. It's a house built back in the, 70s, whenever. You remember when they used to do the tar and gravel roofs out here? And that's what they do. They get the tar paper up there, and they get a bunch of liquid tar, throw a bunch of sand and gravel up there. That was your roof. If you ever started having problems and you had to start walking around on that roof, what nobody bothered to tell you is that you start punching the rocks through the tar paper and cause worse leaks. By the time they got my roof scraped up, because we were going to convert to shingles, 3/4 of the plywood on my home was dry rotted. I had to replace it. Now my $2,800 roofing job turned into 8 G's. If I hadn't had silver, I'm not sure I could have taken the roof, care of the roof. Sold the silver, paid cash for the roof, done. Those are the reasons you have gold and silver. You're saving it for the rainy day. And baby, if you think we don't have an economic tsunami coming to this country, you got another thing coming. But where are you going to store it? Think like a thief. And in the words of the late great, and boy, this will tick some of you off, really make you mad, won't it? In the words of the late great Malcolm X, who stated to his assassins moments before the three of them shot him 16 times, he said, "Let's cool it, brothers." Lord knows where we're going to be. Coming up tomorrow, my good friend the town crier will be joining us for the first of at least a 3-part get-together. I've got stuff all over the place. But I want you to understand that during this 3-week get-together, it'll be once a week for 3 weeks, the town crier and I are going to be talking predominantly about two things that he is innately familiar with firsthand. First and foremost, if you are seriously considering packing up your wife and little Susie and little Ricky, Lucille Ball Show. Yeah, I love Lucy, too. If you're thinking of packing up the wife and kids and saying, I've had enough here, it's time to get out, it's time to go somewhere else, maybe you want to go to Australia, maybe you want to go to Costa Rica or Brazil or Argentina or some other place, anywhere that Obama doesn't reside, although he certainly seems to want to visit everywhere. If you're thinking of doing that, there are steps you can take to do it without giving up your rights as an American citizen. There's no need to give up your American citizenship. After all, it, for most of you, is the land of your birth. It is your home. In the future, Lord willing, you may wish to come back to it. You don't want to have to come in as an illegal alien, although we know they get treated better than we do. So we're going to be talking about how you can do this, what the procedure is. We're also going to be talking about, for those of you who are saying, look, I want to drop out of the system. I'm tired of the tax structure. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that, the Social Security, all this nonsense. My friend, the town crier, has innate first, amazing amount of first-hand knowledge about all of these issues. And he's going to be able to begin to guide you. And if you're wanting further assistance, we'll be able to get you in touch with him. He no longer lives in this country, but he is still an American citizen, if you wish to use those terms. We're going to get into word games. We're going to get into how they, the government and the handlers, use words to manipulate and control us. And he's going to teach you the right words to end that nonsense. So I hope you'll join us. We'll begin this marvelous journey tomorrow, and there will be so much more. Now, normally he goes out to do a tango on Wednesday night. He's an American. They went down to Argentina to begin to do the horizontal mambo and the tango and whatever else he could do. But the fact of the matter is that he's begun to take on a new life down there, happier than he's ever been in his life. It's a whole new direction in his life. And he ain't no spring chicken. He and I are about the same age. So at that age of your life, to decide to take on that kind of a change is pretty profound. Hope we'll see you tomorrow. Do come join us. Check out the RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com website late tonight. We're going to give you a precursor of all the town crier and I will be speaking of. Till the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology, I am out of here, brothers and sisters.
They cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing.